My guest at this time is Larry Sabatow, professor of political science at the University of Virginia, where he's also the director of the Center for Politics. But we're not talking politics for the next few minutes. The University of Virginia is in Charlottesville, which is not far from the epicenter of the 5.8 magnitude quake that rattled a lot of Virginia and actually all the way up much of the East Coast and even into the Midwest. And so Larry was feeling some of the most severe effects from this. And Larry, first of all, we're glad that you're okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Greg. I'm not an earthquake expert, that's for sure. But I can tell you something. After today, I never want to become an earthquake expert. I don't know how the people in California and other places that are in the quake zones do this, but it was quite a jolt. And I think just about everybody here was pretty shaken up. It seemed to last forever. They say it was only 35 seconds or so, but boy, that was the longest 35 seconds I can ever remember. I happen to live on Jefferson's lawn, and I'm in one of his 180-year-old pavilions. And just by chance, I was up here to grab lunch at the top of the pavilion, which is fairly high. And it hit. The noise was deafening, and at first I actually thought a plane had crashed. The shaking was so severe, and the noise was so loud. And then I wondered about a bomb, and then it went on too long, and I realized it had to be an earthquake because we had had a 4.2 when I first moved in here in December of 2003. And there was some shaking at that time, enough so that I thought the water boiler had burst. But this was far more severe. It was intense. All of my books and papers fell over, although that's my fault because I keep them in a giant stack. And I finally got paid back. My mother always told me that if I didn't clean my room, that something bad would happen. And you know what? She was right. And other things have happened. A few panes of glass broke, and the pictures on the wall need reorienting. But it was, you know, I hope nothing more severe has happened. I know they're checking the buildings, and near here there have been some buildings with major cracks in them and bricks that have collapsed and so on. So we hope that it's nothing more severe than that, but I haven't heard.
What's been the general mood that you've witnessed on campus? Are people and the new students especially pretty shaken up over this, or is there a pretty quick recovery going on?
The students just arrived for the semester this weekend, and of course, a big group are first year. They're freshmen. They've never experienced college before. I don't think they'll forget how their college years began. This is highly unusual. I'm sure they didn't think they were coming into an earthquake zone, and frankly, those of us who lived here all our lives didn't know it either.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So in terms of getting back to normal, do you expect that tomorrow will be a normal day on campus, or will it still be pretty much the talk of town?
Oh, in a place like Charlottesville, this will be talked about for at least a week. In the old days, it would have been a month or maybe a year, but we're down to a week. But we have to get some things repaired. The 911 lines are down, apparently. I haven't tried 911 because you're supposed to stay off during circumstances like this, but that's what radio and TV are telling us, and some of the stoplights are out, and and the cell phones won't work. At least mine won't work, and several others have told me they can't get theirs to work. But those are minor inconveniences, and as I say, what I have developed is enormous sympathy for people who live in California and Chile and the earthquake zones in Asia and Japan and all those who experience this in a really severe way, because it is upsetting. It's unsettling.
It absolutely is. We up here in Washington probably got just some soft rumblings compared to what you got. So absolutely, compared this entire earthquake to some of the more severe ones we've seen around the world in recent years, it puts it in perspective. But nonetheless, something that'll rattle us for a little while.
We did have one aftershock, by the way, and it was mild. But I'll tell you, once you've experienced a moderate earthquake, and this is in the moderate category, even a mild aftershock will immediately cause your hair to stand on end. I mean, it's not something you ignore. There's something, as I say, unsettling, destabilizing about the fact that the earth beneath you is moving. It's not supposed to do that.
We're glad that, as far as you can see, for the most part, things are okay there in one of the areas closest to the epicenter. And, Larry, I think this is the second time you've been my natural disaster correspondent after a major ice storm hit Charlottesville a few years ago, too. So,
well, and the pay is the same, nothing.
Exactly. Glad you're well. We'll talk to you soon about politics again, I'm sure, down the road.
What wonderful. I'll look forward to getting back to my specialty.
Thank you. Larry Sabatow is professor of political science at the University of Virginia, where he's also director of UVA's Center for Politics.